Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. As you may know, on Thursdays, we've been going through John 17. This is Jesus' high priestly prayer. And we're going to pick it up in verse 9, and we're going to read kind of a longer section. This is going to be about another 9 verses, which say this: I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture may be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. And I read all of that passage because it seems to encompass this one idea, mainly, how do we as Christians live in the world? And people have answered this question many different ways throughout history. You have those who have said, I so want to prioritize holiness in my relationship with God that I will seclude myself from the world. And it will just be me and my Bible and other believers, and we will work with our hands, and we will study the scriptures, and we will pray, and this will be our whole life. This will be our whole existence. Now, that sounds noble, but I think in John 17, Jesus answers that question for us in a different way. Jesus says, I do not ask you to take them out of the world. Now, this may mean two things. One, this may be referring to going to be with God in heaven, saying, I'm not asking you to take them home. I'm asking you, Father, to leave them here. But even as his followers were not of the world, Jesus calls them to live sanctified lives. This is the classic expression we've heard many times, that we should be in the world but not of the world. Our call as believers is to be commissioned to go share the good news with those who need it. We can't really do that if we are sequestered and secluded away from the world, from interacting with non-believers. So we are called to live amongst those who believe very differently than we do, that have different worldviews than we do. But what is Jesus' prayer for his followers? That they may be sanctified, that they may be set apart. It's that, this idea of holiness we talked about earlier. And what is the means of doing this? Jesus prays, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. So how do we live in the world but not be of the world? It is to, as Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Which begs the question, of course, how do we renew our minds? We are sanctified by the word of God. We wash our minds and our hearts and our lives by the word of God. We recognize that though we live in this world, our home is in another world. Scripture tells us that we are aliens, that we are citizens of a different kingdom. And one day that kingdom will come here. As we pray in the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is that already not yet tension that we live in. But we are called to live out the kingdom of God in our lives, in the world, by being sanctified by the word of God. And the most important thing to remember about the word of God is that it is most powerful, not just when we saturate our minds with it, but when we live it out in our lives. Like the book of James says, we do not want to be hearers of the word only, but doers. That is when its power is unlocked for us. And when we begin to see its power shining the light of Jesus into a world that so desperately needs to know the good news, that needs to be one of these followers of Christ. So as we find ourselves in a culture and in a world that increasingly, you know, mocks, derides, looks down on people of faith, that's fine. That's not the first time that's happened in history. And we find ourselves in another season where that seems to be increasingly the case. How do we live in the world? In confidence in the Word of God. And that we know that Jesus has offered us the way to be in the world is to sanctify our minds and our lives by the Word of God, that we might go forth in truth, in power, and in love with the good news of a relationship with Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for, again, your prayer that you prayed, that we might know your heart and your will and the power that you have given us in your word. So, Lord, we ask, we echo Jesus' prayer that you would sanctify us by your word, which is truth for us, is power for us, is our very food that we must feed on, or we will starve spiritually. So show us how to do that, how to be able to interact with those who don't know you, but not be influenced by culture, because our hearts and our minds and our lives are saturated by the Word of God. Do this for our good and your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.